community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is Jane. Hello, Jane.
Hi.
Now, you said you were nervous before. Don't be nervous.
I am nervous.
It's just me and you having a nice chat.
Okay.
Now, you're from St Francis Hospice.
Yes. Yep.
And you're going to tell us exactly what's coming up in the coming months that we can go to.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll just tell you a little bit about what's happened since we've last been in.
Oh, right, yeah.
So we had our Star Walk, which was in Romford.
Oh, that's right. How did that go?
July. It was absolutely brilliant. That's in its eighth year.
Fantastic.
And we had 560 women of all ages doing a 10K night walk in their pyjamas.
560 women?
Yeah, we raised £50,000. Yeah.
Oh,
it's a great event.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was really great. It's great energy. We had a lot of entertainment. Actually, we had Jasmine Elcock, who's a pupil at the Ursuline.
Yeah, yeah.
She sang. We had like Lyrical and Nathaniel from The X Factor. It's just a really special event.
Yeah.
Great energy. And people go to a lot of trouble. They dress up. We had a hen party doing... groups of girls, sisters, nieces, aunties, friends, all doing it. A lot of people do it in my memory of somebody. So it's just a really, really great event. So it was really successful and we're really delighted.
Fantastic.
So thanks to everyone who supported the Star Walk.
And you do it once a year, don't you?
Once a year, yeah, absolutely.
So look for the next
Take
one.
Take over Romford Market Square.
That's bad. Somebody should, I'll be honest with you.
And then coming up, we have Frankie's Car Show. That's its fifth year.
That's going to be huge.
It's huge. We hope to raise, that's a big event for us as well. We hope to raise about £20,000 from that.
Fantastic.
So that's on Sunday, the 4th of September. It's in the Ford Motor Company.
That's it, the Dunton.
Exactly, in Leyndon, yeah. And that's organised by two friends actually, Tony Cartwright and Alan Mason. They've been doing that since the beginning.
Now, we had Alan come on the show, I think it was last week.
Did he interpop? Oh, that's
he
great.
He popped in last week
so
and told
us all about that.
It's
excellent.
That is going to be absolutely huge. And I'm not kidding, when I say you drive down the A127 and all of a sudden... this sea of cars just appears on the left-hand side.
It's a great family day out.
Oh, it's a great thing. It really
is. We have bands, there's food, markets, stalls. So if you're not into the cars and the bikes, you can still come along and find something there for you. It's adults are £5 and kids are under 12 are free.
Fantastic.
So, and for all booking and event info, if people could go to www.sfh.org.uk, all the event info is there listed as well.
Fantastic.
We have a golf day coming up in Abridge Golf and Country Club.
Yep, I know.
And that's on the 7th of October. And that's organised by Barry Hearn, who is our patron, and Matchroom Sport.
Yeah.
Then we have an interesting event. Now, I don't know this comedian, but people tell me he's a little bit racy.
Oh, really?
So we have an audience with Jimmy Jones.
Jimmy.
Jimmy has a very personal connection. Fortunately, five of his siblings were cared for by St. Francis Hospice.
Yeah.
And he came down to visit and then he offered to do this event for us. So that's in the Premier Cinema in Romford.
Very funny man.
On the 14th of October. We're supposed to be very, very funny.
Very, very funny man.
Actually, we've got a lot of interest about that event. So, that's on the 14th of October. And then we're always trying to find quirky ways to raise a bit of money. So at Halloween, we have a fire walk. And that's on the 29th of October.
I've done a fire walk.
Have you done one?
I've done a glass walk as well.
Did you? Oh,
yes.
Well, it's not for the faint-hearted, I don't think.
No, it isn't, no.
A bit like Jimmy Jones. so apparently this is the shortest sponsored walk you'll ever do.
Yeah.
And it's in the old Brentwood Club on Ashwells Road.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And that's, of course, £15 per person, barefoot across hot coals.
Now, the best thing about the firewalk that I found, I've done one in Basildon years ago when I was working for another station, is they give you this talk beforehand.
Yeah.
They don't just go...
for health and safety.
Yeah, roll your trousers up, don't leave your nylon socks on, whatever you do when you do this.
No. Yes.
Oh, my socks have gone. Don't do that.
No.
It is hot. Yeah. They show you the temperature.
Yeah.
From the middle of the coals, and then they pat them down on the top, so you're not got anything sharp in your feet. And then they give you this talk, and the talk is absolutely amazing. It was worth doing for me just for the talk.
Yeah, well, I know. I think the gates open or doors open at 5 p.m., but the talk starts at 6, and then I think the fire walking starts at 7. So
that's right. It's normally about an hour, but they really do inspire you. These people,
it's really good. We're excited.
You're prepared to walk across hot coals from.
I don't know if I'm prepared.
Oh, go on. No,
we'll see.
Yeah, do it.
Maybe I will.
Don't leave your tights on.
No. No, definitely not.
Otherwise, I end up leggings.
Oh my, honestly. That would be something I would do. And then another interesting event, we have a ladies' gala lunch. We have Kate Adey, and everyone, well, a lot yes. of people will be familiar.
Amazing.
BBC chief news correspondent for a long time.
Yeah.
So she's coming to do a talk for us on the 14th of November in Orsett Hall Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And again, all the information, booking information, is on www.sfh.org.uk.
She's an amazing woman.
She is amazing. And even just reading up about her, you know, to do some press and stuff, she's fantastic. The things that she has done and
she's been on the front line of some of the biggest conflict. Oh, just amazing woman.
Yeah, really, really amazing. So I'd love to hear her speak myself. And then just really lastly, just to say, we have an urgent appeal for volunteers. We have 15 shops, and obviously this requires a lot of volunteers to keep those going, and with all types of skill sets. And there's a variety of roles people can choose from, from serving customers to sorting through stock, you know, to picking things to go on our Amazon and eBay stores. So we really, really need volunteers. We wouldn't be able to keep the doors open in the shops if we didn't have them. And it's not, people shouldn't, you don't have to commit to too long. It's whatever suits you. If you could give a couple of hours a week to giving, you know, a couple of days a week. It depends on, obviously, your own personal circumstances.
Yeah.
But from school leaver to retired person, if you have some spare time, we'd be most grateful. And actually, if you're not interested in the shop element of things, we're launching a new service, which is an orange line. It's a support telephone service.
Yeah.
And they're looking for volunteers too. And that's to check in with people who need some, you know, are feeling lonely and isolated. And so it's a phone support system. So if anyone wants, and the training is all provided and the support, so, you know, not to be intimidated, just come along and we'll get people sorted.
Fantastic. Well, I know you have to raise just over 7 million a year, don't you?
21,000 a day on average.
21 grand a day.
So like, that's, if you think about that, Frankie's Car Show will keep the doors open for one day.
See, that's an astonishing figure.
It's amazing. Our fundraising and events, but the people that do events for us are amazing.
I
was just talking to Claire, who was in last. We were talking about it yesterday, and we were saying we're in such a privileged position because so many people do so many amazing things.
That's great. That's fantastic.
And if you go to our website, and you'll see, like, we try to publicise people as much as possible on, you know, our news stories and our blogs, and so many people do brilliant work for St. Francis Hospice. I think because it's a local charity, and so many people are affected by these, you know, terrible events, that, you know, it's really, people give so much back.
Because of what you do, I think a lot of the public actually just relax and they'll look up. Obviously, the government are giving them the money to run to do, but it's not. I think it's like 75% self-funded, aren't you?
Yeah, 70, I think. Yeah.
You do receive a certain amount of money from the government, but
I think
you
just
still
over
have to raise,
3 million. I think.
You still have to raise 7 million yourself.
Staggering figure when you think about it.
It is £21,000 a day. Yeah. That's shocking.
And again, we would not be able to do that without all the amazing people doing events for us, you know, and all our amazing staff and volunteers really keep the doors open.
Fantastic.
So thank you to everybody.
Fantastic. Well, Jane, anytime you want to come in and talk to us about anything that's coming up, you're more than welcome.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.